you're listening, hoping for a laugh, then I must confide. New material is in short supply. Mr. Tony went away, so now this show is contrived. When we're desperate, we cover songs in July.
That's right, when we're desperate, we cover songs in July. Welcome to the TK Jingles podcast. I'm your host, Jerry Negrelli, and today's very special episode is going to feature covers of some familiar mailbag jingles that you may have heard in the past, performed by different littles who didn't do them the first time around. So we've got seven of those to play today, and I got so many submissions that there's actually a few that were deferred till next week, so it's going to be a lot of fun. We're, of course, going to open, as we always do, with some new jingles. We have five new jingles, but I would be remiss if I did not thank our sponsor. Illegal Seafood has presented the entire summer session of the TK Jingles podcast for 2015, and I am excited to announce that they now have a trendy burger joint spinoff, Willy Burger. Ork, are you kidding me? These burgers are delicious. Willy Burger. So try it. It's going to be really special, and I'm sure you'll see locations popping up in every, you know, mini mall or wherever trendy burger joints go. I don't know, new town centers or something. So today, as I mentioned, five new songs, seven covers. We're going to have four classic tunes and then a mailbag with some iTunes reviews, which I'm very excited about. So if you've never reviewed this podcast on iTunes or wherever you happen to listen to this podcast, I encourage you to do so. I love getting your feedback. Same thing goes for the mobile apps. You can download TK Jingles mobile apps for Android, iPhone, or Windows Phone, if for some godforsaken reason you have a Windows Phone. I also want to remind you that as part of the Kickstarter, I ordered a few extra shirts and glasses and stickers and things. So you can go to tkjingles.com, click on the link for the store to buy some of that. I grossly overestimated how many medium/large folks there are to listen to this show. I am horribly backordered on XL products. So if you need that, just be warned, it may take a week or two. They're still in production right now. But if you're any size besides XL, I've got lots of stuff for you. And also, as we segue into the new material, I wanted to remind you that TK Jingles has a YouTube channel where you can find seven or eight of the great live jingles from our concert a few weeks ago. And you can hear this first song we're going to play. You know, last summer when Tony went away, I started delving into other content. I wrote a lot of songs about chores I do around the house or the food that I'm eating or things like that. And there was a lot of news this week about Donald Trump, so I felt obliged to do something about Donald after he gave out Lindsey Graham's cell phone number. That was the final straw for me. So this first song is in my homage to the Donald and the absurdity of what looks to be a parody campaign that he's running anyway. I don't really think that he's serious about it and don't really believe a word he's saying. So even if you support him, or even if you support the ideas that he's representing, I don't think that he even does. So may need to look for a different candidate here shortly. Then we're going to play a new one by Brad Weiss, who seems to be recovering well from his appendix surgery and is on the mend with some new material. And, you know, you can hear the strain in his voice that he obviously was in a hospital bed when he recorded this, but you got to admire that gumption that he did it anyway. Then Bill Bardo makes a triumphant return, collaborating with John Fitzpatrick on Love Is All Around. Then Joe Arrow has a lovely Jimmy Buffett parody about Rehoboth Beach. And Jason Fuse will entertain us with what may be the longest TK jingle on the website in the air tonight.
Trump takes the stage, says let's build a wall. The Mexicans are coming and they're gonna rape us all. Trump's a real hero, unlike John McCain. The Donald never once got shot down in a plane. He's Trump, he's Trump, what's on his head? He's Trump, he's Trump, he's Trump, it's real, he said. Trump doesn't know the meaning of contrition, but knows eminent domain and given to the Clintons. If you cross him, he'll bomb you to hell. He's Trump, he's Poland first. He's Donald Trump, trolling us all, I think so. Is his campaign one really long joke? I hope so.
An only born child, so he can't stand to wait. And feels he's entitled to take what he takes. You ask, how can this be? But he asks, where's the cake? A 1% schnorrer is hard to believe. A 1% schnorrer is hard to believe. From gas grills to caddies, it's straight cash on me. And hopes to someday buy a doctoral degree. But you've probably heard he gets sandwiches free. A 1% schnorrer, if there's such a thing. A 1% schnorrer, if there's such a thing. Quite content at the post till the ESPN hired. Priced himself out of the market and says he was fired. Didn't he once call Jack Kent Cook the squire? A 1% schnorrer has some kind of nerve. A 1% schnorrer has some kind of nerve.
Who wants parking everywhere he goes? Who can eat free chicken parm and kvetch about taking the leftovers home? Well, it's you, Tony, and you should know it. With each drink on the house and Tootsie Midgie, you show with little send you stuff, no need to waste it. Here's some more ice cream stuff in your face, yeah. It's all about you after all. It's all about you after all. You'd never make it on your own. Want a castle's warm-up suit and an honorary doctorate from Harvard tone. But the littles keep on giving stuff from people who actually have to work for a living. Bottle of red wine, for sure you'll taste it. Triscuit by the box straight to your waist, yeah. It's all about you after all. It's all about you after all.
Munching on Triscuits, missing those nitwits. We sing about emails, faxes, and notes. My golf game, it still stinks. Guess it's time for a few drinks. This red wine I'm down in feels good in my throat. I'm drunk as a rat again down in Rehoboth Beach, searching for my lost bocce ball. Some people claim I don't deserve all this fame, but I got straight cash in my vault. These jingles are pleasing, I know they're just teasing. These people that write them, what else do they do? They'll write a song about my clothes or my zip code when it snows. They say that I'm old and I just don't have a clue. I'm drunker than a rat again here in Rehoboth Beach, at the St. Whitson Johnny Walker Blue. Shows that I host have made me richer than most. But you know, well, I still hate my Jew.
Love that Jordan Spieth wins the Masters, his first major, tying records in the process and becoming the first wire-to-wire winner in nearly 40 years. And Mr. Tony leads, of course, with how the 21-year-old is already losing his hair. So great.
Jordan Spieth is losing all his hair, all right. But hold on. The PGA better just hide its kids and its wife, 'cause it's on. 'Cause Jordan Spieth just lost at the Open tonight. Now it's on, it's on. Well, he is so good at the golfing, a certain pattern on his pate. So many men would kill to be him. Haircuts for made cuts they would trade. Well, he is great and he won too straight. See the hook as we slice up what we like. His hair may be thin, but we love so we get. And his forehead is on the high side. Jordan Spieth is losing all his hair, all right. But he's won. We haven't seen this since a pre-pancake house tiger. And he's done. Jordan Spieth may have lost at the Open tonight, but don't worry, 'cause now he's climbing up the leaderboard of life. Number one, number one. A contender to win it. Every time he's on the course, still his hairline gets headlines. Is this still sports? But his hair's not the reason we're there when he tees it up. To some, it's an albatross. A whole three under par, a double eagle it's called, but both are American born. And Jordan Spieth is losing all his hair, alright, but he's won. And it's been years since we've had this, like 75, Bobby Jones. Jordan Spieth is losing all his hair, that's right, but he's won.
How great is it that we are in late July and we have such awesome new material to share with you on this broadcast? That really is wonderful. Now, I wanted to play some covers. So a few weeks ago, you may have noticed if you listen to this broadcast that I introduced some really bizarre covers in the end of the show to Balding Jordan Spieth. There was a gal from Chile who did one, and then there was a domestic accomplice who helped with another one. And I started doing those because I really liked that song. And also I was teasing what this episode was going to be here, which was taking the songs that you are familiar with, know and love, and putting a new spin on them. So we've got seven up here. And the first one is a cover of John Fitzpatrick's take on Baby One More Time. I did this at the TK Jingles Live event. The audio was lost. I don't know if that's a good or a bad thing, but unfortunately, it was lost, so here is my take from my office. I did it in one take, so hopefully it captures some of that live vibe. Then we have Joe Arrow covering Brad Weiss with Yakin' on ESPN. Brad Weiss covering John Fitzpatrick with Sultans of Swing. John Neiswinger with an incredibly bizarre interpretation of Stars, originally done by Judah Fuse. This is great. And then John Fitzpatrick with Bald and Uninformed after Hampton Ager. KJ with a cover of the Imagine parody that I did with a few alternate lyrics. And then Jason after KJ with a parody of Royals.
Oh, Mr. Tony, tell us again or we won't know. Matt Williams wasn't right, yeah. Oh, Tony, Tony, he should have let Zimmerman throw. On that first playoff night, yeah, tell me how you think it should be. Once more, Tony, cause I didn't get that, I forgot. Repetition is killing me, tell me, why must Steven Strasburg leave? Could Tiger now be just another guy? Do you like to fly? Tell me, Tony, one more time. Oh, Tony, Tony, the things that I learned from you. Do you know Jimmy Steinman? Oh, Tony, Tony, does Chris Paul play dirty too? Adam Silver, is he breathing? Will I see you at the West End? Tell me, Tony, cause I didn't get that, I forgot. Van Morrison got it all wrong. He failed to sing your favorite song. Can you believe Knicks 85 Lotto was pre-designed? Who did they sign? Tell me, Tony, one more time.
Oh, used to have a press pass to most every game. Got my stories in on time. Tried to write a column, bet for old time's sake. Man, these fingers just won't type. I'm yakking on ESPN. Believe I'm one lucky man, yeah. Yakking on ESPN. I showed up down at Kilroy's like I said I would. Didn't get to bed that night. had to call up Michael on the way to the show. The rain was pouring down, all right. I'm yakking on ESPN. I guess I'm one lucky man, yeah. Yakking on ES, yakking on ES, yakking on ESPN. Well, the little CN boys really dig me out. They leave no snow behind. Their dad's forecast leaves me full of doubt. The Wilbons never, ever, 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 ever surprise.
Go tell them, Michael!
I'm yakking on ESPN. I guess I'm one lucky man, yeah. Yakking on ESPN. Now the show is ending, almost time to go. Let's open the mailbag. We got your emails, faxes, and your notes. We'll send a sticker if we can.
Get on it, Nigel!
Now the summer's here, I only got one job. I'm working hard and that's no lie. Hey, Jason Whitlock, please can you fill in for me? Vacation time from PTI, still slacking on ESPN. Believe I'm one lucky man, yeah. Slacking on ESPN.
Oh, eat your heart out, Junior. Stop slacking.
He wakes up in the dark most days when the clock has not even struck four. We who are younger, we manage somehow to sleep through the night. He hops into a caddy from Jim Coleman. Heads through the pike, never does he take the beltway. He parks real close in the lot, lest his fakes that has been got by a weasel. Sheehan calls for rain and then chuckles when bad things go down. In other chairs, familiar voices. Eugenie laughs, no one round can hear the sound. Way on downtown in Rockville Town. Check out Gary Braun. He hears every Mind is strictly joking, he makes it clear he hardly knew her. And our old bald guy, there's so much he can afford. But he still gets up in the mic, wants stuff for free. Nigel doesn't mind if he doesn't get much airtime. He's got a daytime job, he's the show clock nag. Tony, he will beg for stuff, just anything. Long as it's not in a Whole Foods bag. Cause he's the sultan. He's the Sultan of Swag. It's the loyal little spawn there, sending loads of junk by the barrel. Singing jingles, writing emails, faxes, and sending notes. They don't give a damn about any sports talk call-in show. That ain't what they call radio. They'll hear the podcast. Yeah, the podcast tomorrow. come on back after the solo. And at the end, that man, he steps right up to the microphone and says at last, just as the time bell rings, on your bike tonight, well white, as you ride home. And he makes it fast with one more thing. What am I speaking? What am I speaking? Chinese.
There, out at the parties, by MJ invited, Michael Wilbon, Michael in the play. Shall see Beyonce's hair in his face. Beyonce's hair in his face. He knows who these people are. Mine is the way of the old. Ludicrous and fabulous. Names, adjectives, well, I'm not so sure. And if they text me on my cell, I'll just put them on hold. Affleck and Damon, but I'm not dropping names. No, I'm not dropping names. Cause if they called me on my cell, I'd still put them on hold.
And uninformed, bald and uninformed, to the typewriter born, venting all his scorn. There's a pain in Tony's chest, any weather gets him stressed, calling Michael about the storm. Is Bob Ryan on the road? Did his cell phone just implode? Is Phil's mom picking games? Is Courtney naming names? Is Nick Saban telling lies? Yeah, Wilbon's not surprised. Tone wants a doctorate bestowed. Bald and uninformed.
Screwing up the news. triple line quetching? Or how about Nora's you? Imagine Mr. Tommy living life at peace. You would probably stop listening. And you're not the only one. So let's be thankful for life's misery.
Actually typed a text. He never does stay till the end of the movie. And he loves a good sweater vest. But he might throw things like coffee creamer. But every day we tune in wondering who will be crushing. Kevin with the forecast, got us as in blushing. We don't care. He buys Cadillacs with straight cash. And everybody likes PTI previews, holiday reviews. Old guy Bob Ryan, and finally the mailbag. Here it comes. What's not to go pick today? It will always be loyal. Littles of the TK Show. This kind of show is just for us. We crave a different kind of buzz. And could he be cooler? Well, couldn't everybody be? Well, he rules, heroes. And we'll always be loyal. Littles of the TK Show. The kind of show is just for us. We crave a different kind of buzz. Well, could he be cooler? Yeah, he rules. So read those notes, Tony. Read those notes,
Tony. Hope you enjoyed that as much as I did. I think it's so cool that now we are 2.5 years into this and there's enough material that you can actually do covers of jingles that have been done and do them in a different way and still be funny and interesting. And we definitely heard some unique takes on a few classics there. So thank you to everybody who participated in that. And I remind anybody listening that if you would like to participate in the show in some way, either by having a featured segment or by being in the mailbag or contributing your own material of some kind, you can email podcast@tkjingles.com and I'll do my best to make sure it makes it in here. So before the mailbag, I wanted to play a couple of classic tunes, one from the summer songs I did last year, set to Bobby Goldsboro's Honey, about the empty studio that Tony's in, or that Tony was in before they left. And then Happy Blaze, I'm going to play a snippet of Roll of My Dreams about Tony's Americans experience. And then I'm going to create a duet here. Two covers of the same song, not originally together. I'm just going to splice them together here with Need Mail Now.
See the pile, how big it's grown. Hitler stamps, McManus mugs, and figs. Ice cream, chocolates, kind bars, pretzels. Anyone who sees it says, man, what a pig. And the minute Tony went away, vacationing till Labor Day, the weasels came. They ransacked the pile, took the jingle shirts, ate all the fancy free desserts, and staked their claims. And Tony, we listen while you ask us for food. And we mostly laugh with you and all the junk you've accrued.
Ooh, what a shot. Ouch. Ow. Says guy in sports bar. Oh, how does that taste there, Wilbon? Kick Butowski, consultant on this and up. There's a jacket, South Park sort of, Mr. 3000 and more. Well, just those four. Wait, there's the Millers, and I'm counting Dream Job. So when you're casting a crowd or a mob, I'll be your geezer walking. Just call on old Satch when you can't get Hathaway or Cumberbatch. The role of my dreams.
The role of your dreams.
I'm guy in sports bar.
You're guy in sports bar.
Other guy wants to scream.
I want a contest, baby.
That guy in sports bar.
Eat it, yeah.
Oh, where's my close-up
duck
for guy in sports bar?
I can't hear much coughing, sports chicks working overtime. Bald man must be golfing or waiting in a checkout line. I wonder when this lousy morning's gonna end. 'Cause I've got faxes I must send. It's 11:51, the radio is on, but I don't hear mail. Well, it's the 20th of June, I guess he said goodbye too soon, 'cause there is no mail. And I don't know how I can live without emails and some.
Another shot of whiskey, can't believe this show's still late. And I can't blame Enzo, he's no longer getting paid. But I wonder if he's still the one I blame. The sons of bitches got no shame. It's a quarter after six, now I'm getting pissed, just where is the show? By the time they send it in, I'll be three sheets to the wind. Come on, post the show. And I don't know how they can't figure it out. Post the show right now.
Here comes Jerry's mailbag. He's gonna read your emails, faxes, notes. He's gonna read them for you folks. I hope you sent some good jokes.
All right. First of all, we have an email here from Fabio Nono. He says, my t-shirt and all the other stuff finally got to Brazil. Thank you for everything. Love the shirt, love the music, and hope you had a wonderful time during the concert with the orange one. Chaputzvah to you and all the other littles that made it possible. Then I featured a few weeks ago some of the search terms from TK Jingles. I thought I would share a few more that have come in over the past few weeks. So these are just things that have led people from every dark corner of the internet to tkjingles.com for whatever reason. This led them there. So the first one is, whatever happened to Elton John? So I guess, I don't know. I think doesn't he have a successful show in Vegas? I think he's still doing all right. I'm not sure he's gone the way of, you know, Corey Feldman or whatever. That's crazy. Then we have another one. This is a long one. It's pretty complicated. It's a Space Pirates Jingles dedicated follower of Fashion Sabibis. And I don't know what in the world that could possibly have been trying to find, but I'm glad that that lucky person probably found the dedicated follower of Jesus page or something like that. All right, now I'd like to read some iTunes reviews. So as I mentioned before, you can review this podcast on iTunes. You can review the apps and all the various mobile stores. I'd love to get that feedback. It's generally positive. The ones that are bad, I always take to heart. So it's nice to see the nice ones. All right, so we have a review here. I for One by MTREM225. Says, I for One welcome Jerry's rambling in between my jingles, especially now that Tony is off for the summer. I am that desperate. All right. Then Grace Monk, funny and smart. This podcast is an absolute blast. For those of us who love Mr. Tony, this is a must listen. The references, the hilarious lyrics, the brilliance of Mr. Tony's fans makes this podcast one of the greats. Smart and funny, which is how Mr. Tony likes it. Thank you to all you who contribute and to Jerry who makes it all work. Mary Ellen Moffitt, the TK Jingles podcast is an outstanding display of the Tony Kornheiser Show listeners' creativity and humor. I listen to find what obscure fact the jinglers will put to music. While Mr. Tony is on summer break, it is great to have the jingles to make me laugh. The podcast is a labor of love and has created a community of like-minded littles that share their adoration for the show. Maybe I'll drum up the courage to write my own jingle one day, but until then, shabutzvah. And then Rob Berg with a ridiculously well-crafted review here. Says, great podcast / don't patronize illegal seafood. This podcast features humans singing out of their mouths, mostly in English, using melodies, which are kind of like stock market tickers with notes. They go up, and then they come back down, and then they go up again, usually for about 3 minutes. That's really nice to listen to. I recently learned what immolate means because of one of the songs. Jerry, that's the guy who talks in between the songs, and sometimes sings in between his talking parts, let's call them the talkings, has a very pleasant voice for both his songs and his talkings, and seems like a pretty generous fellow. I'm not going to tell you that you have to listen to this podcast, because I don't even know you. But if you're reading this right now, you probably will like it. Why else would you have come here? But don't buy anything from illegal seafood. It's illegal. Remember when Kevin Stanfield had to pay $11,000 for like $30 worth of tolls? Well, how much do you think that mahi-mahi will end up costing you when Maryland is done bending you over? Just walk away, but do it listening to the podcast. All right. Thank you all. If you have stuck around this far, I admire your tenacity. I'll be back here next week, hopefully with NBC4's Chuck Bell with some special weather conversation. And I'm sure we'll have some more fun songs to share. I know we've got a few in the queue right now from the cover stash. To all you who participated today and sent in your material, thank you so much for being a part of this special broadcast. It's late July. We're still going. We have all of August to get through, so hang in there. There's light at the end of the tunnel. We're almost halfway there. Thank you for listening.
I ate a plate of garlic and onion falafel. Now I need to do something cause my breath is awful. There's a gumball machine over there in the corner. But all I've got is bills when I really need a quarter. Guess I'm gonna need change. I'm gonna need change for this one. Where can I get change? I can't seem to find no one. Hey buddy, got change? I wanna buy some gum. Don't need 4 quarters. At this point, I take just one.
Try to find some change while the gumballs taunt me.
Isn't that a kind of short song?
Yeah, it gets more plays that way.